This morning, the last of this week's stories from WNYC's Radio Rookies. Many think of churches, mosques, and temples as places where family members strengthen their ties with one another. But 21-year-old Heather Opplinger has noticed sometimes religion drives families apart. She lives with her mother and brother in Flushing, Queens.
When I was a baby in North Carolina, my mother carried me outside in her arms on a cold, rainy day. My father remembers tugging her arm and begging her to leave me home. He was afraid that I would get sick. My mother replied, "God will take care of us." She's always listened to God, but when it comes to family, her ears are plugged. Now when my mother gets home late at night, we all sit on the floor in front of the TV, watching Korean dramas. My brother John and I don't fully understand Korean, so we nag her to translate.
Say something.
But when I try to talk to her about what's important to me, she doesn't want to hear it. She tells me, "Don't treat me like your friend. I'm your mother."
Why? Stop being mean.
Why?
Sometimes when my brother gets frustrated with my mom, he shuts his door tightly and plays his guitar.
I mean, I love mom with all my heart, and I don't think she can help being the way she is because she's so sucked into it. Dad said that when we were little kids, we'd be running around the house and mom would be praying in the corner.
My parents divorced when I was 8 years old. From what I understand, it was partly because of my mother's commitment to church. She doesn't sit praying in the corner all the time like she used to, but she does go to church every night until 1 in the morning. As a teenager in New York, church exhausted me. Going to school in the morning, coming home to catch up on my sleep, doing homework, and then going back to church until 1 a.m. The services were loud and in Korean. To my ears, it was blah, blah, blah. But if my brother and I resisted going, she would ask us, "Do you know how hot it is in hell?"
She could just be angry all of a sudden. Like, she thinks some friends of mine are really bad for me spiritually, so ever since I was a kid, she would tell me who to talk to, who to sit next to. And it's just, I'm too old for that now. She has to stop. I can't take it anymore.
It's not that my brother and I aren't religious. We just don't fit in at our mother's church. And because of that, we don't fit into her life. A sociologist at CUNY named Philip Kasnitz told me that my situation isn't uncommon. He's studying second-generation immigrants.
Very often religion is one of those areas in which children and parents end up having conflicts, particularly with the children of immigrants, because their parents grow up in one society and the children in another society with very different sets of influences.
He says sometimes children of immigrants become more religious than their parents.
Like, my dad was Christian and my mom was Catholic, but they are more concerned with this world than God.
I met Enrique at a church that my mom doesn't approve of, but my brother and I go there anyway. At that church, I feel like I belong. Enrique's mother, Marisa, wishes her children wouldn't go to church as often as they do.
Kind of, yes. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want them to be fanatic, becoming too fanatic going to church, like going every Sunday and not to be going, you know, to study.
They feel that it probably would change the way I see things to a point where education and having a career isn't important, which it isn't true.
If I show them that my mind is totally set on spirituality in the Bible.
That's Richard, Enrique's younger brother.
They might take a bit of precaution, like maybe a psychiatric help.
Enrique says his parents are missing out on a happier life.
When everything is accomplished, then they'll start thinking about God. But I think it's the other way around. I think that if you focus on God, you can accomplish everything else.
Have you been doing the homework that I gave you guys?
I've been taking GED classes at the YWCA since January of 2001. My teacher, Christine Park, comes from a Christian family. Her boyfriend, Shimer Lada, is Muslim, which her parents aren't very happy about.
My mom did the usual, "You're not my daughter, get out of my house, you know, you don't love me anymore."
Christine says it took years for them to understand.
I had to explain that to her, that I'm not exactly who she wants me to be. I am me and only me. And boy, did it take a lot of screaming and shouting and yelling, but it worked. I mean, I'm not saying they've accepted entirely, but they're not going to say, you know, break up with him or you'll never be my daughter.
Christine is actually thinking about converting to Islam. She wants to be a part of Shamir's culture and family life.
How would converting into Islam affect your relationship with your parents?
One word, negatively.
My brother is thinking about quitting church altogether, even though he still believes in God.
Is there anything that makes you want to be there?
Yes, there's something that makes me want to be there. Mom makes me want to be there because I know that if I go there, she's happy.
At my mother's church, I witness older, mature adults brutally hit their children when they refuse to listen. Some people will do just about anything to make someone believe in what they believe in. It's not right. When I was growing up, I used to believe that everything my mother said about God was true. Now I think she was wrong about some things. My pastor at my new church says every family has those kinds of conflicts.
Because we're closer to family members, more closer you are to people, more fights you have. But I think in order to really grow, we have to take conflict as a chance to grow and find a means to resolve it.
Once I told my mom I didn't want to go to her church anymore, and she kicked me out of our house. To stay on our good side, I knew I had to return to her church, so I did. I remember my GED teacher, Christine, saying it took a lot of screaming, shouting, and yelling to convince her parents her decision was okay. I haven't finished school yet. I just got my GED in September, and will start community college this spring. For now, I'm willing to compromise with my mom and go to two churches, hers and mine. But once I'm on my own, she's going to have to hear me shout. I hope she doesn't plug her ears. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Heather Oplinger.